Every day's a good day. Stop wishing. Every day's a chance to drift away. Drift away. Every day's a good day for fishing.
Get to know the right rod, reel and skill for your next fishing trip. Keep up to date with what's biting and where right around the EP by listening to What's Catching On Air. Cast off with the Eyre Peninsula's 5CC and Tackle World Port Lincoln.
Shane joining us for another edition of What's Catching On Air. Whilst we haven't had too hot of a summer, the fishing is still really good out there at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, look, when you can get a day out, when the wind's down,
yeah,
or if you find a spot out of the wind, yeah, there's some pretty good fishing out there. So, yeah, I wouldn't put your fishing rods away just yet.
Too right. Well, Elliston, how are things going out west? Like, around Talia there, not only can you go and have a look at the caves, but there's some pretty decent salmon fishing actually at the moment too, eh?
Yeah, so the last couple of weeks, I have heard Talia's probably been a pretty good beach to be salmon fishing. Big fish up there, 3 to 4 kilos. Some people say there's 5 kilo fish there. I haven't seen any pictures. But, yeah, 5 kilos is getting right up there.
I caught a 20-kilo one once up there, so, you know. But what about sharks as well?
Like, yeah, there's where those salmon are up there, there's lots of sharks following them. There's some big ones as well. But if you want to get smaller ones, you can, you know, wait till it gets dark and the gummies and little bronzies come out.
Yeah.
Mount Campbell as well, that's another spot where it's got smaller fish and it's also, you know, reasonably good gummy beach, that one.
Yeah, cool.
The jetty, big squid, tommies and garfish, that's all, they're pretty reliable off the jetty there.
Mm.
And offshore, that when the wind is down, I haven't had a lot of reports in the last week, but I know it's really good fishing out offshore, off Elliston, pretty much from Elliston all the way up to Fowler's Bay, any of those grounds up there. You've got some really big nanigai, blue morwong, sharks of all types and sizes, mm-hmm. The Samson fish, kingfish, and tuna. There's some really good tuna there.
Speaking of reliable, basically you head off the coast out of Elliston, you're pretty much guaranteed, eh?
Yeah, yeah. One problem that some people have had, especially sort of up around Sojourner, I've been told, snapper.
Okay.
They've had massive issues with snapper, that there's massive numbers of snapper on some drops.
Yep.
And if you want to get a nanigai, it's almost impossible to get one because there's too many snapper.
Okay.
Which is, it's good to know that there's that many around, but yep, it's not that good that we can't keep them. So you need a release weight because we're just hearing a lot of reports of people throwing the snapper back and they're just floating off. And they're going to float off in that deeper water if you haven't got a release weight.
Like, and that's the thing. We're not allowed to catch them. So if you are being responsible and making sure that when we can catch them again, you're doing the right thing, it's better for everyone in the longer term. So
yeah, yeah. It's a contentious issue because there's a lot of snapper in a lot of areas at the moment.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Coffin Bay, how are things looking? I'm thinking, just on me gut feeling, because it's super consistent lately, the salmon trout have been everywhere. Are they still hanging about in almost plague numbers?
Yeah, they are. So there's really good numbers of them. And look, there's a lot of people new to fishing. There's, with the coronavirus, there's been all these different people that have never fished before or haven't fished for 20 or 30 years and they're taking it back up again.
Yep.
And had a lot of people just going down to the boat ramp and doing pretty good for salmon trout, and that keeps a lot of people happy. And it's an easy place to go and catch a fish. And if you want to get your kids into fishing, that's another good spot there.
Yeah,
and,
too right.
There's been a few nice whiting at that same spot too, just on that corner where the boat ramp is.
Mm.
So some areas in the bays there, you do have to watch the size of the whiting and make sure you got a ruler.
Yeah, for sure.
Because there are fisheries officers around that are checking.
Yeah, with their big stick. And you've also got tommies, garfish and stuff like that around there too. And I suppose if you were trying to avoid the sort of windy conditions, where's your probably pick of the spots if you're trying to avoid the wind there?
Look,
just to put you on the spot.
Yeah. So at the moment, we've been getting a lot of easterly winds.
Mm-hmm.
So up around Frenchman's, Coles Point, that area, that's a spot there which is going to be out of the wind.
Okay.
It's going to be a good area. And we've got some pretty horrendous weather coming on the weekend, or in the next couple of days, I think.
Yeah. The bureaus have been, it's been a bit fluid. They've been like, it could be Thursday, it could be Friday, Saturday, it might be Saturday, Sunday. We'll. Who knows?
We know it's coming.
Yeah.
It's going to go around to the west, northwest. And look, an area is up along in the Coffin Bay National Park there, along that 7-mile beach all the way up to Point Sir Isaac's. There's some really good shore fishing there for your whiting, flathead, garfish. They're, you know, your prime eating fish. And it doesn't get fished. It really doesn't get fished that hard at all.
Awesome.
Everyone goes out in the boat, but they leave those areas that are riding close to the shore. They don't touch them. There's plenty of fish riding close. And if you're off the beach, you can do pretty good there.
And avoiding the wind and everything. It's just a win-win. Why not?
Yeah.
And speaking of going out in the boat, how are people going if they are getting a bit offshore?
Look, they are doing really well. So there is some really good offshore fishing at the moment. But look, this week it's been too windy for that.
Mm-hmm.
But look, there's some really good nanigai, blue morwong, sharks, kingfish and Samson fish. The tuna, very hard to find. They are out there. I wouldn't give up on them. But yeah, they're out there.
Yeah, cool. And if you out towards Greenlee, how are you going for the salmon? Are they through there or...?
Yeah, they are. That's probably the only spot I've really heard of salmon this week. It's not to say the other beaches don't have them. I just, you know, school's back, everyone's going back to work, so there's just not as many people out and about fishing. So,
which means that it's a perfect time to go fishing.
It is, yeah.
And Port Lincoln, how are we looking around town?
Got a few little areas where we can get out of the wind. The kingfish are still around off the jetties, the marina. Look, they're also down off the rocks down at Toolka.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of a whole heap of other spots where they're around, but you know, if you're out fishing somewhere, be prepared. They can just rock up. They are a lot harder to catch now, but they are still being caught. And look, 4-inch soft plastics, the Jackson G-Control lures and the little Storm Slowrun lures. They're just proven lures and they've been catching kingfish most of the time. So if you've got them, you're in with a good chance.
Yeah, cool.
You've also got squid, tommies, garfish. There's a few whiting and also snook. Snook at night time. Plenty of snook off the jetties at night time.
All right, you've hit it. And the whiting, have they been around Telka as well?
Yeah, they are. You just got to watch their size. In the morning's the best time when you've got that high tide, but they are there. They're also in the National Park and also in a few spots on the North Shore as well.
Yeah, cool. And if you've got some crab pots out, how are things going for the blueies?
Look, getting a lot better. So we're coming into the best couple of months, February and March, for the crabs. So there's been a number of people I've spoken to that have been out, and they're happy to get 6 or 8 crabs, some a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're catching those crabs, no worries now.
Because they're good size as well.
They are big ones, yep. So look, most people, local people here, they're happy just to catch 6 or 8, and that's
a bloody good feed.
Leave some more for next time.
And if you're, say, out in the boat towards Boston Island or somewhere like that, how are the whiting going? Are they around?
Yeah, they are. I haven't heard of any outstanding reports anywhere in the bays, but look, okay, they are around. Over at Boston Island, squid's probably the best catch over there. There's plenty of those. But you got snook, tommies, garfish as well. So they're all widespread throughout the bays, and you're going to get a feed. But there's nothing that's sort of really, other than squid, there's nothing that's really standing out. As we get those bigger afternoon tides, it'll get better. So they're not too far away.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. And first of all, how's that going down there?
That's good. So that's good for whiting. I've heard of some really big whiting there. Some of those deeper grounds, there's been some really big whiting, around 50 centimetres. But yeah, so that's good if you want to get some nice whiting.
If you're after the salmon around Lincoln, any joy in the national park?
No, very quiet. Very quiet for salmon. I had a lot of people go down there and have a look, and they just said it's very, very quiet. Other than down at Miller's Hole, there's some jumbo-sized tommies down there and some big mullet as well.
Tummy Bay, that is... Well, it's been pretty consistent over the past few months, hasn't it? What about... How's the group at the moment? Is it still pretty good?
Yeah, it's good when you can get out there.
Yeah.
I've heard of a lot of whiting, snook, garfish, around Spilsby Island and beyond. People have been out trying to get a gummy, and they said just snapper galore out there. Yeah, so there's a lot of snapper out in some of those deeper grounds where you'd normally catch gummy sharks and stuff like that. So just be aware of that. Inshore, there's a lot of garfish. That's probably been the most reported catch in close, and they're good ones and plenty of them. So you can get a good feed of garfish in close. The beaches around Tumby are very consistent for yellowfin whiting, hitting surface lures mostly, and also taking little prawns, prawn baits and all that sort of stuff.
Port Neal Arno Bay, obviously with the weather, it's been a little bit dreary, but if you have been able to get out, how are things looking?
It's good. A lot of good whiting in both those areas, snook, garfish and squid as well. And the beaches, plenty of yellowfin whiting. I've heard of heaps of them all the way up to Cow. There's some really good beaches from the jetties. You should be pretty good for snook, garfish, tommies and squid.
It's a bit of a funny time of the year because we haven't been able to get out, which is kind of challenging. But if you have been able to get out, there are some absolute thumpers out there at the moment, aren't there?
Some monster fish.
And so, I suppose with that, if you're going to go out and target something big, you kind of want to make sure that you're not going to lose it, hey?
Yeah, so our product of the week is the Verivas lines.
Yeah.
They're a very good. These are pretty much targeted at people that want to go out for tuna, kingfish, sansa fish, sharks, all that sort of stuff.
So yeah, yeah.
This is a top-end sort of a brand. So it's a Japanese brand. It's got a very good name. It's very good quality. If you're going out targeting those big fish and you spend a fair bit of money on your boat, your car to tow it, fuel,
yeah.
Your rods and reels, you don't want to skimp on just your basic sort of stuff.
I could buy a gorgeous car and then I'll put 91 fuel in it. Like, what are you doing? Why are you wasting your time with trash? And you do get people that will do that. But those that are in the know, it's like you don't see Usain Bolt running around in $5 shoes, you know?
That's right, yeah. Look, this is all high-performance gear.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we see people come into the shop and they might spend $2,000 on a rod and reel, the lucky people that do that, and then they want to spend $30 on line and hooks and swivels and all that sort of stuff.
The cheap and cheerful works.
Yes, it works to a degree, but when you're targeting trophy fish, they'll find any sort of little chink in your armour, they'll find it, and then they'll be able to get through. So this stuff here, so we've got the Verivas Ocean Record Leader.
Yep.
That's a very good leader. That's just a basic thing that you have to have.
Yeah, to
going down to your hook, lure or jig that attaches to your braid. So that's a very good leader, very high abrasion resistant leader. It's got a very good name. One of the lines here, it's a brand new line that we got in the Verivas range. That's the Avani jigging braid. So we've only just got that in. It's got a very good reputation. It changes colour every 10 metres and there's 10 different colours in it, and so you've got a pretty good idea what sort of depth you're in as well, because you keep constantly, as you're drifting along, you're constantly going from changing your depths of your water, and you want some sort of idea. Once you hook onto one of those big fish, you want some sort of an idea of how far away that fish is and all that.
That's not a bad design, I'll tell you that much. That's really clever, actually. Yeah. You're beauty. So where can people come to check out the Verivas range and make sure that they're not going out half-cocked, if you will?
1618 Hallett Place, right across from Centenary Footy Oval.
You beauty, certainly worth dropping in. Shane, thanks so much for having a chat, mate. Appreciate it.
No worries, Ben. Thanks.